You have seen the signs in hilly areas, I'm sure. Truckers, check your brakes. And then, near the bottom of some of those hills is a gravel emergency escape ramp. Well, the Bible has some interesting things to say about this kind of warning sign. Let's hear now from Pastor Hank.
Thanks, Mary. Last month we talked about how bad things are out there, ready to happen to everyone. But those who trust in the Lord will be delivered, for to the Lord alone belong escapes from death. I want to point out that the Bible gives us some good instruction to help us from being at the wrong place at the wrong time in the first place. The key is that road sign, truckers, test your brakes. The Department of Transportation wants you to stop, check yourself out, make sure everything's okay before you proceed, because hazardous conditions lie ahead. Test your brakes. Corresponding to this, we can begin by looking at the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Let's begin reading with verse 3. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to one another. And it goes on to verse 7 that says, Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. It's an unbreakable law, my friend. Whatever you sow, you will reap. If you sow trouble, you'll reap trouble. If you take advantage of others, you'll be taken advantage of. How you treat others is how you'll be treated. It's an unbreakable law of the universe, friend. So Paul says, test your brakes, check yourself out. Before you proceed, make sure you're in good working order, in good relationship with yourself, with God, with those around you. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, he says much the same thing. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Christ Jesus is in you, unless you indeed fail the test? Test your brakes. Check yourself out. You may say you are a Christian, but friend, examine your own life. Are you robbing your company? Robbing the government? Stealing? Lying? Cheating? Are you abusive toward others? If you are engaged in what the Bible calls the deeds of the flesh, which is found in Galatians chapter 6, immorality, impurity, sensuality, hey, we're talking about sex here. We're talking about adultery and fornication and pornography. Idolatry, sorcery, we're talking witchcraft, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions. I mean, we're talking about relationships with your fellow man, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these. I mean, there's even more than Paul bothered to list here. He says, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Whoa, time to check those brakes, friend. You may call yourself a Christian. You might even go to church. Could have even been water baptized or speak in tongues. But what's your life really like? If you've been giving place to the works of the flesh, here's a stern warning. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. That means eternal damnation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, Paul even says if you partake of communion and yet hold unforgiveness toward others or partake in another unworthy manner, you may bring sickness upon yourself, even to the point of death. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, Paul says, Be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Friends, we don't have time to fool around. We don't have time for pornography. We don't have time for a little fornication or adultery. We don't have time for these things. It's a time to test our brakes. It's a time to walk uprightly before the Lord, for these days are evil days. It's easy to get tempted to sin, but if we stop and check ourselves out, It's also easy to repent. It's still easy to turn, to check ourselves out. It's still possible to halt our progress and turn from our wicked ways and walk again in the ways of righteousness. If you are found in the pathway of sin, God's provided a wonderful escape ramp. It's called repentance. You're hurtling down that highway to destruction. The hill's getting steeper, but look over there. God's provided a way out, that escape ramp. It's called repentance. It brings you to a stop safely. It allows you to make repairs to the way you've been living and resume progress on the right pathway. In the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area where I live, there's a long downgrade into the city from the west. Near the bottom is an escape ramp, but there's no area beforehand to test one's brakes. You need to have done so before setting out to Pittsburgh. Trucks use that gravel ramp, but it's also amazing to see how many truckers with their brakes shot ignore the ramp and go zooming on through that narrow Fort Pitt tunnel, across the Fort Pitt Bridge, out of control. They're in big trouble. There's no emergency escape ramp or pull-off in the tunnel. There's no place to pull off on the bridge. I said, it's amazing to see truckers do this. Now, how do I see them? I see them on the evening news. You see, the bridge has several very tight turns at the end, and the truckers fall off the ramps. They're dangling over the guardrails. They drop onto the lower roadways. They flip over on the grass of Point Park. Some are injured, some are killed. They fail to stop and examine themselves to test their brakes beforehand. And then on the way down, they either didn't pay attention or ignored the escape ramp repentance provided them, and their life became a catastrophe. Don't you be like them. Check out your rig, and even more, check out your life before God and make those repairs, okay? This is Hank Nuola with Road Signs.
Thanks, Hank. That was great. Until next time, keep your eyes on the road and pay attention to those God-placed road signs in your life.